And the news out of India, where President Bush is today and tomorrow, is of a landmark and controversial nuclear agreement between India and the U.S. After frantic last-minute negotiations, the deal was announced today in New Delhi. It allows India to receive nuclear fuel and technology from the U.S. and others. In return, India opens up its civilian power plants for international inspection. NPR's Philip Reeves has this report from New Delhi.
For India's government, this was a triumphant moment. Its officials say India's been an outcast ever since it tested an atomic bomb in the mid-70s. That era, they hope, will now end. Standing beside Mr. Bush on a beautiful spring day, the Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, was clearly delighted.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We have made history today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
India urgently needs more energy sources, and it's short of uranium. If the deal goes through, it'll allow India access to nuclear fuel from the US and others. Other people take a less positive view of the deal, though. Speaking at another large anti-Bush rally in New Delhi, Sitaram Yachari, a communist leader, was sceptical.
See, the superpower will have to go and actually endorse it in its Congress. Till that is done, then there's no deal and there's no signal to others.
In the US, advocates of non-proliferation have argued the agreement undermines years of global efforts to stop countries acquiring nuclear weapons. India developed its arsenal in defiance of the international community and refused to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The US's one-off agreement with India could, they warn, encourage efforts by Iran and North Korea to build the bomb, and may encourage Russia and China to loosen the rules to help countries with nuclear ambitions. And some observers also believe the deal will make it easier for India to build more nuclear weapons, though India has given guarantees that the fuel it gets will be for civilian use. There are dissenting voices in India too. Many within India's nuclear establishment will now be carefully studying the deal's fine print, but they've long been worried the deal is a way of restricting India's future nuclear weapons program. The deal requires India to open civilian nuclear installations to international inspection, but they say India's civilian and military nuclear programs are deeply entwined. Mr. Bush must now persuade the US Congress to change US law. Today he made clear he'll present the deal as good for America, saying if India can generate more nuclear power, it'll lessen India's huge need for other energy sources, easing pressure on fossil fuels, oil included. US officials also argue that a booming India means more markets for US goods and say the deal's a good way of drawing India, which already has a record of not proliferating nuclear technology, closer to the non-proliferation system. But it's not clear yet if the US Congress will buy it. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.